For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. A U.S. Supreme Court justice has granted a temporary stay of execution for a Missouri inmate. As Chris McDaniel reports, Herbert Smalls was scheduled to die early this morning.
Late last night, Justice Alito granted a temporary stay for Smalls, at least until the full Supreme Court can consider the matter today. At issue is the source and quality of the drug. Missouri is trying to keep the supplier a secret, but we found out it's the apothecary shop in Oklahoma, which isn't licensed in Missouri. A court of appeals said the inmate doesn't have to just show a high risk of severe pain, but also pick an alternative method of execution. Smalls' lawyers say the standard is impossible and have asked the Supreme Court to intervene. The state's death warrant is valid until the end of the day today. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Legislation that would again attempt to cut taxes in Missouri was passed last night by a state House committee. The so-called Broad-Based Tax Relief Act of 2014 would tie the state's income tax rate for business owners to economic growth, dropping the tax rate by 10% each year until it's 50% lower. Democrat Rory Ellinger of St. Louis County suggested that cutting taxes would be unwise, especially since Democrats and Republicans don't even agree on how large the state budget should be.
We have the Budget Committee of the House saying, and in fact, we're millions short. What's the end result if you have the big surplus or the extra money the governor has promised is going to go to education?
In his State of the State address, Governor Nixon called on Republicans not to revive last year's tax cut bill, saying it would harm education funding at every level. T.J. Barry, the bill's sponsor, was not present at Tuesday's committee meeting, but he's on record as saying his bill addresses the governor's concerns. It has another committee stop before going to the House floor for debate. Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri employers could save $186 million in federal taxes after a revised projection indicates money borrowed to pay jobless benefits will be repaid early. The State Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund became insolvent in February 2009 during the economic downturn. Missouri borrowed from the federal government, and businesses pay a surcharge to repay the debt. Nixon said Tuesday the U.S. Department of Labor revised its projection for when Missouri would pay off the loan. Now, the state is expected to repay it in November instead of May 2015. Nixon says that would reduce businesses' federal unemployment tax by $84 per worker. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says our thoughts and prayers go to the family of a former University of Missouri swimmer who said she was sexually assaulted and later committed suicide. Nixon said Tuesday the case of Sasha Menu Curry was a heartbreaking situation and that college campuses need to be safe havens. He says allegations of sexual assault must be taken seriously. Menu Curry committed suicide in June 2011. Her family says the university did not properly investigate allegations that several football players had assaulted her in February 2010. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf has called for an external legal review into her death. The university also has said it was turning over information about the off-campus incident to Columbia Police. A Missouri Senate committee has endorsed legislation that would send federal agents to jail for enforcing federal gun control laws in the state. The Senate General Laws Committee voted 5-1 Tuesday to advance the bill to the Senate floor for debate. Supporters said the measure would protect gun owners from recent federal proposals aimed at curbing firearm ownership. But a St. Louis University doctor told the committee the bill's goal to increase weapons access could lead to more gun-related deaths. The legislation would declare federal gun control laws that infringe on gun rights to be null and void in Missouri. Federal agents enforcing those laws could be prosecuted and punished by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. A Missouri House committee heard testimony last night on the latest attempt to pass a wide-ranging tax credit package. The bill's provisions include capping incentives for low-income housing at $130 million in 2015, then shrinking it down to $110 million by 2019. It would also shrink the cap on historic preservation tax breaks to $90 million starting in July. James Farrell from St. Louis-based Policy Solutions spoke against the smaller historic preservation cap.
A lot of small communities utilize this tax credit, and it's one sometimes one of the few tax credits that they can use in revitalizing their main streets or town squares.
The bill would also revive the Distressed Areas Land Assemblage tax credit, which expired last year, and it would create incentives for underground data storage centers. A committee vote will be held on the bill later. Similar bills failed to pass on the final days of the 2013 and 2011 sessions. After getting stymied in court, many telecommunications companies are supporting a new approach in the Missouri legislature to try to limit local restrictions on cell phone towers. A Senate Commerce Committee heard testimony Tuesday on five separate bills limiting city regulations on cell phone towers, utility poles, and right-of-way rules. All of the measures were rolled into a single bill that passed last year, but it was struck down last fall by Cole County Circuit Judge Pat Joyce for violating the Missouri Constitution's single subject requirement for legislation. Supporters of the legislation say it's needed to curtail a patchwork of city regulations that can hinder the expansion of high-speed internet service. But cities say it undermines their ability to protect property values through local zoning and land use requirements. A new online map could make it easier for people to find out details about scores of hazardous waste sites throughout Missouri. The interactive map developed by the Department of Natural Resources puts the sites in several categories, from ones undergoing remediation to those that have already been cleaned up and are available for public use. The website features summaries of past or current problems at the sites, as well as internet links to more detailed documents. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.